Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And baby, I am back again to give y'all what y'all need. Thank y'all so much for posting me. Thank y'all so much for tagging me. I really do appreciate this, man. I love what I do. I love the assignment that God has given me to do. And I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. You hear me? But I come to give you a dose of vitamin E today, man, to get to educate, empower, and to encourage you. Child to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Let me tell y'all, I think like a couple of episodes ago, we were talking about emotions and leading with our emotions. And let me tell you something, them emotions, who was that? H-Town, emotions make you cry sometimes. Yeah, but them emotions will make you mad too. And we're talking about, you know, you really can't lead with your emotions. You can't let your emotions be the front driver of your relationship, especially if you want a healthy relationship. And I can only tell y'all, you know, what I know. You have to get your emotions under control, because if you don't get your emotions under control, they're going to control you, and they don't have no rationale. Your emotions don't have a rationale, but I'm just telling you, you cannot let your emotions, and baby, and if you can't control your emotions, I urge you, go ahead and call Coach TJ Black. Let me get you a coaching session. Let me help you, because sometimes we just need somebody to hold us accountable. We need somebody that, you know, that's going to help us understand why our emotions are so loud and why they're not in control, why we don't have them in control. But we're just talking about how emotions can ruin your relationship. But I want to give you some more things that can ruin your relationship. And if this is you, or if you're doing any of these things, or if you notice your partner doing any of these things, and the relationship is worth fighting for, address it immediately. I don't know how long it's been going on, but address it. But the first thing that can ruin the relationships is making assumptions. We always assume things. And assumptions, if you don't have clear facts, let me tell you something. When me and my husband are in a disagreement, or we are having a heated discussion of something, I'm that girl. I really don't have receipts, because I ain't got time. That's too petty, child. I mean, you know what you done did. I ain't got to have no receipt on you, child. But I don't keep receipts. But when we're talking, he always says to me, well, Tara, where is that? What proof do you have of that? What day? What time? And I get mad because I don't keep receipts. It's too petty for me. And then I said, well, I don't know when it was, but I know it was done. And then he would say to me, well, if you ain't got no proof, if we were in a court of law, they want proof. They want facts. Well, I ain't got it. So at my point, I just start addressing immediately. So when something is said or something is done in my relationship, I don't let it linger anymore, because I know that he's going to hit me with when, where, what time. He going to want to know all the facts. So if I get him right when he's doing it, or right when he's saying it, hey, he going to remember it. So I'm saying to you, quit making assumptions of things. If you don't have hardcore facts about something, and if you're not ready to deal with whatever that is, hey, what you assuming for? It looks suspicious. Or they don't talk right. It don't look okay. Why don't you quit assuming and start talking about it? But these are things that can tear down your relationship. Why are you assuming? I don't know. Y'all remember that little guy? I think it was two of them. To my, why are you asking all them questions? Why are you asking all them questions? Why are you asking all them questions? Assuming? Y'all remember that? Well, you know, quit assuming. Quit. Because I'm telling you, it's going to save you a lot of headaches. And it's going to keep your emotions from getting riled up. Quit assuming. Quit assuming. And if you feel as though you have to assume, there's an issue there. But this, just like your emotions, if they're not controlled, this can do harm to your relationship. And then here you go, this relying on unspoken understandings. Didn't I just say that in the last episode? What's understood ain't got to be said. Lies you tell. Take it back to elementary. Because, you know, sometimes when you're in relationships for a long time, listen, sometimes you're in long-term relationships, it's just kind of things just kind of go unspoken. Lies you tell. And then you get on up the road and now y'all splitting or now y'all fighting about the very thing that y'all should have had clarity on. I'm talking to you so that you will understand these little things right here can harm your relationship. Unspoken understandings. No. Well, they know it's supposed to be home at such and such time. I ain't got to say nothing to them. Lies you tell. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Quit doing that. Just, this is for clarity. Hey, just for clarity. I use that real quick for clarity. So this is what we're doing, correct? Just for clarity. Is this what you're saying you're going to do? Just for clarity. So we just want clarity. Quit living on the unspoken understanding, because before long, there's a crack in the foundation if you continue to let it go. And pretty soon you're going to have to get the whole thing repaired. And I'm talking about your relationship. Let me tell you something. Men, listen to me. Men are not as talkative as women. Now, we have some men that can't go. Then we have some women, baby, that they are mutes like men. But hey, but things that can hurt and harm your relationship is lack of communication. Learn, if y'all are not communicating in your relationship, listen to me. Start penciling in talk time. Ladies, if you talk too much, let your other half know, hey, Tuesday at 6:30, I want to talk. You know, it don't have to be long, because now listen now. If it's long, you know, sometimes you go to church and sometimes these pastors, they'll go on and on and on. And child, you thinking about what you're going to cook. Then you're going to think about what you got to do at work next. Yeah, I'm just saying. Talk. Don't talk long, but just express what you feel in your relationship or whatever it is you want to talk about with them. Things that can harm your relationships, taking each other for granted, you know, and people just assume because they've been together for so long or they think they know a person. But let me tell y'all something. We don't even know ourselves. Like we think we don't know ourselves. We don't. So that's why I never say what you never will do, because you have people that are downhearted. I ain't gonna never do that. I ain't never going there. And then you see them and they done went there or they done it. Or they done said that. But I'm just saying to you, quit taking your partner for granted. Don't take them for granted, because that right there is going to, when I say harm, it goes from harm to hurt to destroy your relationship, because you take them for granted because they are good people. Don't take people for granted, because when you take people for granted, when they're gone, now you're looking crazy. You know how the song say, you don't miss your water until your well runs dry. So that's why you cannot take for granted the other person. Things that are harmful to your relationship when you avoid conflict. All right, then, don't worry about it. Oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Lies you tell, you not right.
And yes, we are going to worry about it because we're going to talk about it. When you're avoiding conflict, all you're doing is sweeping these little things under the rug. And before long, it's going to be a little pile of dirt, a little mound of dirt. Baby, before long, it's going to be a whole mountain. No, quit avoiding conflict. And I know that some people are not confrontational people. I understand that. However, it's time out for that. It's not about being confrontational. It's about addressing the issue at hand. You have to learn to address the issue at hand opposed to avoiding it. I guarantee you, if you don't address it, it's going to show up again and it's going to be bigger than that time. It's almost like it's going to make you double hotter because you didn't address it at that time. So you have to learn to deal with it. You know, there has to be a specific place and time and when you address it. But at the same time, and let me give you this little nugget. Sometimes avoiding conflict is healthy. And let me tell you why. Because in the heat of the moment when the conflict is going on, it can be very harmful. But if you give each other time to come back to reality, calm their emotions, then you discuss it. So I don't want to, you know, say avoiding conflict, but there's a place and a time. If it's on 10, whatever's going on, baby, let it come on back down to normalcy. Once it comes down, you know, don't let it linger. I was reading this thing. And it was like, you know, if you're still, you know, thinking about it, you know, 48 hours later, you know, 2 days later, talk about it. Talk about it. But we are in the realm now of healthy relationships. It's time out for all this drama. It's time out. There's enough going on in the world now than for you to fight out in the world and then come into a relationship and fight in your relationship. But I'm just telling you, these are little things that can harm your relationships. And we don't want to continue to let these things fester. And let me tell you this one right here. Harboring negative emotions. We already know that emotions can cause detriment to our relationship because when they come out the box, they don't care. Your emotions, they're like the Tasmanian devil. So that's what I'm saying. When you harbor negative emotions, that's not helping your relationship. It's harming it. And it may be silently harming it, but it's harming your relationships. And then neglecting yourself in the relationship. My goodness, once you start neglecting yourself in the relationship, you're going to start resenting the other person. Listen to me. Once you start neglecting yourself, when you start neglecting yourself, it's going to make you feel some type of way. You're going to feel some enragement, maybe even some resentment because you have neglected yourself. And the person that you have neglected yourself for, child, ain't even giving you half of what what you've been given. You see what I'm saying? So address it, because that if you continue to neglect yourself in the relationship, it's not going to pan out. Your relationship is not going to pan out the way you want it to. And let me tell you, things that can harm your relationships, baby, refusing to apologize. Oh my gosh. last week we were talking about, you know, forgiveness, and we were talking about, you know, when people do things to us and how we have a right, or we feel as though we have a right to hold a grudge or the offense against the person. But we talked about that. So right now, a tip that can cause harm, things that can cause harm in your relationship, refusing to apologize. My gosh, when you wrong, own it. When you wrong, whether they have done it or not, you have a given account for you. So you have to walk the straight and narrow. You got to do what's right. And sometimes doing what's right can seem like a slap in the face, but I'm telling you, you do what's right. Right gonna follow right. Wrong Right can't follow wrong. It's not going to. It's not going to. And also, things that can harm your relationships, criticizing rather than providing feedback. You know, we're good at that. I can talk about a woman because I'm a woman. Us woman, baby, we will read y'all so fast and we'll give y'all, oh Lord. I was listening to this thing the other day and this lady said that a man's strength is being able to control his emotions, and a woman's strength is when she's able to keep silence. And I was afforded the opportunity to speak on silence and the strength that comes with it. So I'm saying criticizing rather than providing feedback. So women, be mindful of our mouths. But at the same time, men, y'all can do it too. Be mindful. Be mindful of your mouth, of what you're saying. Criticizing doesn't feel good. You know, it's ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun. You see what I'm saying? So you can do it, but would you be able to take it when it's coming back to you? So these are just things that can cause harm to your relationship. And then also violating each other's personal space, personal time. You know, sometimes we get in relationships and feel like we have to be under that person 24/7. We got to be where they at. No, that's something else. If you feel like you got to be with somebody 24/7, you got to know where they at all times. That's trust. That's some trauma that ain't been dealt with within you, love. And I can say that because at one point in time, I was like that. Because I knew the trauma that I had experienced. But I had to learn to get in front of that. I had to get in front of that trauma. And along with my therapy and along with coaching. And, you know, it has helped me tremendously. And I thank God for the ability that he's given me, you know, to be a therapist, to be a coach so that I can give back. You see what I'm saying? Like, this thing is real for me. You know, it's not just me coming on here just to say some things, or it's not just me coming on here just to, you know, make you feel good. But I can only teach and speak on what I've experienced. And even now, if you catch me, I had to pull myself back in, child. Y'all heard my voice get a little bit shaky because I was that girl and I was violating his space because I felt as though I had to be where he was all the time. And I had to know where he was at all times. And when I did not know where he was, it infuriated me because I didn't. But I had to learn. I had to learn my partner. I had to learn, you know, people are going to people. And I'm not saying anything bad about my mate, but people are going to people. And we can't control people. But these things, they were harmful to my relationship. This personally was harmful to my relationship. And I had to really, like, hold on, girl. I had to get a hold on it. So I'm saying to you, violating, you know, one another's personal space or time, you know, and just, you know, checking in and out. Quit doing it. Don't do it, because, again, see how I said that? Don't do that. Like, that's going to mess up your relationship. So all I'm saying, these are just little things that can harm your relationships, and you don't want this. I mean, we are at an age now, or we are progressing in relationships, and sometimes some of us are relearning. We're learning how to date all over again. We're learning what to look for in relationships opposed to settling all over again. So it's brand new to us, because the things that we thought were healthy were actually toxic, right? And the things that we craved, we really didn't need them. You know, it's almost like, I want that chocolate cake. You know, I want that fried chicken. Yeah, we crave that, but that's really not healthy for our bodies. So we have been in some relationships that we have craved that were really not healthy for our total bodies. You know what I'm saying? Our mind, our spirit, it wasn't good for it. So these are just some little things that can harm your relationship. And if any of these things, you know, stood out to you, you know, address them. If any of these things kind of like rung a bell or reminded you of something, discuss it. Deal with it head on. Quit pushing it under the rug. All right. So until the next time, my lovies, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain it. Because, child, they know all these little harmful little things that can hurt relationships. They've seen it go on in your relationships, love. But let them know you're taking the front seat now and you're putting some things in order. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And y'all remember to trust God. Remember to rely on God. Remember to consult God before you do anything. Because I'm telling you, it's going to help you. So y'all continue to be safe, and I'll holler.